And it's hard to be a mentee. It's hard to get value as a mentee unless you come with questions to ask. And like questions have to have, your ego has to go completely out the gate and say like, look, I am doing this. I have no idea. And we had a really interesting conversation, all of the three of us, where it was like, we're just going to ask hard questions. Ego's out the gate. And like, how do we get to a solve that, or what's your thoughts on a potential solve? It's a discussion. I'm not in a decision-making capacity, but these two approach each conversation or time slot with coming with questions. And I think it's for people who are listening to this, like finding a mentor who has had experience is great. Finding a mentor who will go to bat and be a sponsor is what you should be looking for. Mm-hmm. And that your job as a mentee is not for the mentor to bring you ideas, but to come in with humility and no ego and ask all the hard questions and have an open conversation. And that is, I think, what makes mentorship, menteeship, and sponsorship work really well. And you may not find the right person. That's okay too. You may find a great person and outgrow them. That's okay too. That's all part of the process. But I think those are the key ingredients that make something very effective.
This is Inspiring Women. I'm very excited about today's conversation. Now, I'm speaking with Dr. Jenny Schneider. Now, you know Dr. Jenny Schneider because she is an iconic leader across the healthcare industry with several unicorn companies under her belt, but she's the CEO and founder of Homeward. She's been on the podcast before when she was just announcing the launch of Homeward, which focuses on rural healthcare, and recently also announced the achievement of B Corporation status. Jenny, congratulations on that. That is talking about your social impact in addition to your business impact. But why are we having this episode? Because of the many innovative things that Homeward does. Jenny announced last year that she was setting up a new program called Homeward Grown. And today, that is a mentoring program where she mentors key entrepreneurs, innovative women leaders. And today we're also going to be speaking with Nikita Singaretti and Sydney Kim, and they are the co-founders of Fortuna Health. Nikita, Sydney, thank you for being on Inspiring Women.
Thank you.
Well, let's dive in. Jenny, let's talk about this mentoring program that you launched last year, you announced. I mean, we talk about mentoring all the time here on Inspiring Women, how important it is, but you decided to do something specific and different with this mentoring program. So what is Homeward Grown?
Thank you, Lori, for the opportunity to be here and truly just to showcase Nikita and Sydney, who are awesome female founders. Like you, I believe mentorship is critical for mentorship and sponsorship, I would add, for female success. And we know that there's a fewer female founders and CEOs than there are relative to men. And we can change that. And it's not because there's no talent. It's just because of a historical system that has led us that direction. And so part of Homeward Grown, the inspiration for Homeward Grown was really to give back and to invest into women leaders and women founders in a way that I could make it very kind of boxed, if you will, like make it very meaningful. And so in my professional journey, and I'm sure in yours, and I'm sure in Sydney's and Nikita, there's often people asking us questions and you want to have the time to be as helpful as you can. And you want to be able to have information flow. And so Homeward Grown has two different components to it. One is identifying female founders out the gate and figuring out a time, a set scheduled time over 3 months where we can actually just have an open dialogue. And that is very open, can go any direction, because as a founder, you're often dealing with really, really big strategic questions and really, really minutia questions. And sometimes you need somebody you can just do a quick sounding board that maybe has been through it or has an opinion so that you can factor that into your decision making. And so that was the genesis for Homeward Grown and the external. We also launched a Homeward Grown internal where we're supporting and developing our own female employees to advance in their leadership within the organization and into other jobs as they go through their career. So it has two different key components to it.
Well, today we're going to focus on the external component of this. And You know, Jenny, when you first were talking about this program with me, I was just so excited about it because it's just so, you know, for many, many busy executives who want to give back in that kind of way, you're providing a new structure. So we want to learn more about that. But Nikita and Sydney, let's just start with you before we even go into the mentoring part. Tell us a little bit about each of who you are and also a bit about the company that you co-founded together.
Yeah. Okay, sure. I'm happy to go ahead. And yeah, why don't you share more about the company too? So really nice to meet you. My name is Sydney. I'm co-founder and COO of Fortuna. I started my career doing very much the same thing, college management consulting, then went and joined a client in industry. And it took me many years to actually get into tech and to get into the idea of being comfortable founding a company, thinking I had the confidence to do it, thinking I had the skills to do it. And so throughout, you know, that journey and that path, a lot of it was finding mentors and having mentors who brought me up in terms of skill set, trajectory, who gave me those skills. And so about a year ago, really feeling like I had done a couple of years at a different health tech startup, having helped scale it from seed to series C, I felt the time was right to really found a company, you know, on my own with a fantastic team. And I was looking for co-founders in the healthcare space who really wanted to build something with a very clear mission, something and to really just do something that had a lot of impact in the world. And that's how I came across Nikita and Ben, our third co-founder, to build a really big company in the Medicaid space.
Fantastic. Nikita, what about you? I mean, you are, it's just the story behind like how you founded this company. We were chatting about it, you know, pre-getting on air here. So tell us about Nikita, like who are you and how did you come up with this idea for Fortuna Health?
Yeah, so I'm Nikita, co-founder and CEO of Fortuna. And what we do is help folks, the 90 million who are eligible or already on Medicaid, understand their eligibility, enroll, and renew and recertify. It's a really challenging, fragmented, arduous experience today. And what we've done is try to really simplify that and personalize it for households, for individuals and the team that support them. And part of the reason we also love working with Jenny is that the focus of Homeward is in the rural, in rural communities. And those are traditionally folks that are often on Medicaid and are facing barriers to care, barriers to access in a very material, tangible, real world way. And so even in, you know, just as we continue the conversation, what I love about being able to talk to Jenny and having mentors like Jenny is not just here the mentor that's a woman leader, it's to things that you can actually ask sort of strategic business questions at the high level, as well as at the tactical level that she was mentioning. That is super valuable when a lot of the mentoring that has been done today that, you know, Sydney and I talk about this, it's very much, you know, here's a coffee chats that you can go to with different leaders. And that's just not going to be helpful as someone building a business for, we need to deliver value. We need to do right by our customers and by our users. Those aren't just things that we can, you know, a 30-minute coffee chat meeting that's just niceties is not going to get us. But the way that Jenny has thought about this program is about the tactical and is about the strategic.
And you're also, you know, you're in a healthcare industry where you are looking to tackle an enormous problem. 90 million Americans who have the ability, perhaps, to get onto Medicaid. And that process is arduous. So maybe before we go on to the mentoring program, tell us a little bit the problem that you're trying to solve and the why you decided to tackle such an enormous issue.
Yeah, I can. So I can describe the current world and what we like to say the experience before Fortuna. Understanding if you're eligible or your household is eligible for Medicaid is contingent on what state you're in, the type of Medicaid that you could enroll in, beyond income, which a lot of people understand to be the basic requirement for Medicaid eligibility. There is status of disability, immigration, et cetera, all of these edge scenarios that might make you, including medical debt, eligible for Medicaid. The average person shouldn't be expected to know this. It's like knowing all the tax rules in X state, but there's nothing that's a really clear, simple experience to understand in a simple sense, what am I eligible for? An additional two things I'll add on to that is folks are nervous to provide information like Social Security, et cetera, just to check at a high level, am I eligible? And those are some of the structural things today that they have to go through. The second that I'll add is language barriers and understanding even what is Medicaid to begin with can be very confusing. So to make that easier and simple is, and you know, it is a question of designing a beautiful, understandable experience. And that's what we've been trying to do with Fortuna. Then the second part that we're trying to address in terms of barriers is just enrollment. Enrollment is rife with people making mistakes filling out applications. Some parts of the application may be online, but it's only some type, one specific type of Medicaid application. Others are only available manually. And then when you go back and forth with the state or with the county or whatever the administrative body is that might adjudicate the Medicaid that you might, that you're eligible for, there are a lot of things that fall in the in-between because people miss mail or they don't understand the thing that they're supposed to go back and forth on. And that is separate from remembering to renew on time when only about 11 states send any form of electronic communication to remind you to do your renewal. So imagine that's most states. You maybe get one piece of mail that says, hey, remember to renew on Medicaid. And if you miss that, then you likely won't renew on time. So close to 70% plus of all of the churn that happens in Medicaid is because of these procedural reasons. So that's really what we're trying to tackle with our product is here are all things that should be solved, should be simple, should be easy and personalized if there was a digital navigation way to get through the process. So that's really the world before Fortuna and then how we're thinking about the world after Fortuna for folks.
I'm smiling because I just love the crispness of the way that you're talking about this problem and then how you are trying to provide a solution to address it in a really impactful way. So congratulations on that first really critical step of founding what I hope will be a very, very successful company. Let's move to the mentorship because I think there are a lot of people that would like to get on Jenny's calendar and pick her brain and get some advice. So how did you hear about this Homeward Grown program? How did you get into it?
Yeah, I can answer that quickly too. So one of the investors that we had talked through our fundraising process knew Jenny, recommended Jenny, and that's how we got in touch and we learned about the program. We also knew a couple of other folks in common, which spoke very highly to. Those people knew Jenny and spoke and said great things about her. So I figured it meeting her and getting to know her would be amazing. So that was, you know, number one. And then the second is just, I had heard from a lot of people, we were early in the company building, people that'll give you the best advice, no matter what. You can have great investors, you can have great advisors that just give good things to think about. Former founders and former executives are going to be the best people to talk to. They just know exactly, not just how to answer the questions, but they know what you've gone through before because they've done not just this scenario, but five other permutations of the scenario that you're thinking about. So that's really why I was beyond learning about the program, why I was very excited to do it with Sydney and Jenny.
That is awesome. So Jenny, you made people apply. Yeah. So like, how did you like even figure out how to like, you know, determine who to give your concentrated time to?
Well, so I would say you could see the passion that Nikita and Sydney have in founding. And so like, that's a big part of this. Like I am a firm believer that if you're passionate about what you're building, your chances of success skyrocket. And so they have a crisp, not you articulated this, Laurie, a crisp understanding of what they're solving and a true passion. And so for me, from my perspective, I have the opportunity and privilege to actually look at where people are in their journey. What is the thing that they're solving? And is that of interest to me? And serving underserved people holistically my whole career has been interesting to me. And so really excited by the idea of the business, but also understanding where people are in the journey of building that business. I agree with Nikita, like there's nothing like talking to another founder. There is no equivalent. There's like a theory and a strategy, but actually having been in the trenches and done it, like you have a lot of scars and those scars are very valuable to other people to decrease their scars or give them scars in different directions or new scars. Like you get to collectively learn together. And for me personally, you know, so as I look around, where are people in the journey of their business? I think, can I be useful from the outset of their specific ways? And also, you know, I get a lot back. So being a mentor and a mentee is not a one-way relationship. It's a bi-directional conversation. And so there is a lot of learning that I get, but also inspiration that I receive on behalf of getting to be on a team with other and collaborate with other strong, you know, smart women founders.
Yeah, there's a lot of energy that comes out of that. And there's no end to the scars of the future, right? That part of the entrepreneurial journey never ends. Okay, so let's just nuts and bolts. So this was what was the structure of the program?
Yes.
Or Jenny, go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, go ahead. No, Sydney, because we haven't heard much from Sydney. Go for it.
Yeah. So, you know, what's amazing about this program is kind of regular sessions where I think, you know, even in that first session, it was, and Jenny was very clear early on, there's no kind of, you know, a forced format to it where we cover one topic and another topic, because a lot of this, as we said, the benefit is kind of the just-in-time need to discuss a business case, a decision, something top of mind for us as we're navigating a complex problem or a business decision to make. So even in our first session and the first 5 minutes, you know, as we were talking about how we wanted to even structure these calls, how did we want to spend the time together? I think within 5 minutes, we jumped into, we're actually at a crossroads on whether we scale into a second state or scale to another customer versus doubling down on something that we have. How do we make that decision? And we kind of very quickly fell into that rabbit hole, strategizing, debating all the various kind of sides of that approach. And so that naturally became the format for that first session, where I think we spent the majority of it talking through that decision that we had to make at that time. And we walked away from that with a lot more clarity, a lot of perspective on how we were going to make that decision, something that we had to make within a week. And so it was super valuable from, you know, a business perspective, a tactical perspective. And, you know, I think that's what we're so excited about other sessions being, you know, about decisions we're facing, about strategic next steps that we need to discuss and decide.
And I'll add on to the 30-minute sessions that we had roughly about once a month. To be specific on that, was Jenny was amazing in continuing to not just email us about opportunities or things that we should be thinking about, which was really proactive. Like, she didn't have to, unless she cared about mentoring, she wouldn't have done any of those things. We were, you know, put in a list of top 20 XYZ thing. And Jenny was the first email I got congratulating. So I don't know if she has a Google alert set up for us or whatever it is, but it's the tactical sessions that, of course, are those 30 minutes and were helpful, but the ongoing, hey, this is just someone who is champion and identifying opportunities for us is the combination of, I think, what made it really great and special.
Yeah. And what you're talking about is what Jenny mentioned. It's not just the mentoring aspect of problem solving and advice giving, but that's sponsorship. The cheerleader in your corner behind the scenes, whether you know that they're cheerleading for you or not, and then it's showing up, and that is confidence building. It just knowing that you have some other, you know, highly visible, highly prominent, highly known leader like Jenny must feel fantastic for you, just to know that person's there for you. Jenny, what are the type of things? So I get the energy that comes with it and that is inspiring to you as an individual leader. What did you learn out of these sessions in terms of some of the things that Sydney and Nikita were tackling during the mentorship period?
Yeah, so it's a great, so there are specifics, you know, there are business specifics on the topic of what they're doing. And you heard some of that out the gate around kind of, this is a programmatic failure around enrolling people in Medicaid. And then therefore feels like it should have a fix, and yet the fix has not arrived. And it's like, what are the different areas that you have to tackle to get that? Who are the different stakeholders at the different levels, and how do you work your way through that? And so I have not navigated that before. And so I get, as I'm hearing the questions around, we're thinking about, Sydney gave an example of, do we broaden, do we go deeper, do we go wider, right? So I get to hear like, what are the issues as you're going through that you're going to have to tackle? How hard are they? So I learned a lot more around the operational pieces of getting at the front of an enrollment to Medicaid. So like that's fun for me to learn in a conversation that you typically don't get to unless you're problem solving something specific. And so one of the things that I love, and it's hard to be a mentee. It's hard to get value as a mentee unless you come with questions to ask. And like questions have to have, your ego has to go completely out the gate and say like, look, I am doing this. I have no idea. And we had a really interesting conversation, all of the three of us, where it was like, we're just going to ask hard questions. Ego's out the gate. And like, how do we get to a solve that, or what's your thoughts on a potential solve? It's a discussion. I'm not in a decision-making capacity, but these two approach each conversation or time slot with coming with questions. And I think it's for people who are listening to this, like finding a mentor who has had experience is great. Finding a mentor who will go to bat and be a sponsor is what you should be looking for. Mm-hmm. And that your job as a mentee is not for the mentor to bring you ideas, but to come in with humility and no ego and ask all the hard questions and have an open conversation. And that is, I think, what makes mentorship, menteeship, and sponsorship work really well. And you may not find the right person. That's okay too. You may find a great person and outgrow them. That's okay too. That's all part of the process. But I think those are the key ingredients that make something very effective.
Mm-hmm. And Sydney and Nikita, so you came to these half hour sessions with your list of hard business questions, things that you were looking to solve for. Can you give us an example of maybe something that wasn't on that list that I'm sure you prepped for to go into these conversations that was also useful that came out of these this mentorship program?
Yeah, I mean, it's just in the life and especially early stages, and even now, actually more so now, we have tens of decisions that we're making on the daily, and each one feels like, are we making bad decisions? Is this going to ruin the trajectory? Is this going to ruin how we scale as a company? And so I think we came in wanting to really, you know, get some value out of a question around scaling states, the go wide or go deep strategy for the company. I think where we ultimately landed too was a different area during that call about, as we scale, how do we scale thoughtfully? Do we, you know, hire 10 people quickly? Do you hire to actually solve the needs of the, you know, the first couple customers and scale very quickly? Or do you more methodically figure out what your product is, build a bit more slowly? And we kind of ventured into that topic as well. And that we hadn't really prepared for, but we realized while talking to Jenny that that's a really big pain point for us to figure out as well, this completely other area. And because we had such great discussion on the first topic, we were just going down various rabbit holes of all the different pressing topics of concern at that moment.
And what I liked about that particular session too was, there's no binary answer to a lot of business decisions.
Yeah.
And I think especially when, you know, we're first-time founders, we are always hoping, okay, there's a right answer. Someone's going to give us the magic bullet. Yeah. And especially I remember after our first call with Jenny, like, okay, what we got was a framework to help us think through this that is not the silver magic bullet that people are, you know, we're hoping for, but there isn't going to be one. So once you do understand or do have a sense of how you develop the framework, the job doesn't just stop at the mentoring session. It's okay, now we have to take action and we have to take additional steps on top of that, because it's just a place to start, mm-hmm. And a framework to start from. And then ultimately decisions will always fall on the team to make. So you can take high quality inputs, and that's always high quality inputs are the strongest correlation to a high quality output. So whatever you can do and gather that can be as helpful as possible, you never know, unfortunately, what the outcome is going to be. The outcome can differ because of a variety of variables that you never thought of. But if you can be as thoughtful about your upfront approach, as strategic about your upfront approach, hopefully that materializes. And I think that was like the biggest, for me, the biggest thing is, okay, there's never going to be a right answer. So how do you try to learn how to think through problems thoughtfully?
Yeah. And the only to add that just really triggered for me a really important feeling that I got out of that was just like the confidence to make decisions quickly and knowing that there isn't a binary, but knowing that there are many different possible outcomes to just make that decision decisively, confidently, and own up to whatever the outcomes were. So we talked about all the different pros and cons and different ways to look at things of many different topics. But coming out of that, I think we came out with a really strong feeling of, okay, let's just decide that by the end of the day and let's just pick it up and then move on. And that was
I'm smiling because it's like, I wanted to ask you, you know, how you're thinking about taking the learnings from these mentorship sessions and then applying it after your homework grown period ends. So is it mainly decision, a framework for decision-making? How did you bring it like from the session to, you know, the team rooms and where all the work is being done?
Yeah, I mean, one concrete example is I think we, before that call, we had to make a decision on whether we were going to take on an additional pilot that could test different new concepts for us, or did we maybe not have the resources, did we potentially not have the bandwidth to take on this additional thing? And we kind of came in hoping to get some, you know, perspective. And I think when we left, we left with the feeling of there is no right answer, but a lot of really good perspective. But we left with that confidence. We took it back to the team. We all sat around and we said, we're just going to make a gut call and all stand behind whatever decision we make on this pilot. And we're going to either contract or not by the end of the day. And so that was a very, so at the end of it, I think we did decide to take on an additional pilot and kind of throw ourselves and our energy at that. And even though it felt kind of uncomfortable in that moment, just the feeling that, you know what, we decided to do it and this is a part of the learning process and we're going to, you know, be very positive and confident about it. That was a big change.
Yep. So go ahead.
That part of entrepreneurship around, and we all do this. I do this today. Like how much risk should I take? And can I look for confidence? Can I look for reassurance that I'm doing the right thing? And you have a conversation and the conversation allows you to be open to possibilities for the business that will either be great or they won't.
Yes.
And both are okay. And that's this like discussion around, we all feel that as founders, we all feel that almost every day. And you're asking yourself, like, is that okay? Because you're used to like doing things with assuredness, right? Like having a right answer, having a right direction. So the ability to actually have a framework and recognize that it's okay to fail. Mm-hmm. Like is the failure a little failure, a little F or a big F, right? Yeah. What does that mean? And how do you plan for that, you know, downstream, you know, consequences that might happen? Like those are the types of conversations that the framework really helps you work through that are very real for those of us who are doing something that we've never done before because the business has not existed before. Even if you've been a founder before, the new business has not existed. So you're still asking yourselves those similar questions.
These are such important sort of like principles for building a business that comes from lived successful experience of a founder to you both as founders. I want to talk about you as individuals and leaders. I want to ask, you know, Nikita and Sydney, you this question, and then Jenny, I want to ask you the same question in terms of your perspective. This program, Homework Grown, do you think that you have changed as leaders and, you know, during this time, and it's a relatively short time, just a couple months, did that impact your leadership style? And if so, how? And then I want to ask Jenny the same question for you.
Yeah, I'm happy to answer that. I think what was really helpful in terms of this program was also that something that Jenny mentioned earlier, in some ways it has to be at the right time. So for us, it was perfectly at the right time for things that were happening for us and our business. Not only we'd never run into certain scenarios before, but just we were learning how do you run a company and how do you be in your particular roles? Like and Jenny and I have actually talked about this a couple of times before, being a CEO when you're the founding team versus being a CEO when you're a team of 10 versus being a CEO when you're a team of 100 versus being a COO at a team of 50. All of those things, you are going to change as a person no matter what, because what's required of you, what's needed of you is going to adapt and change because you're building a different business in many ways each time. And when Jenny first shared that, that's what's going to happen and that's okay. When we started, you know, with these conversations and sessions with Jenny, that was for us was the beginning in many ways of our business starting to scale. So a lot of the questions we were asking Jenny, the things that we needed to do, adapt to, have processes as leaders, were just that it was the right place and the right time for the business.
Yeah, I was going to say something super similar that, you know, as Jenny shared her journey and story of how the company had grown throughout the various stages, a big kind of takeaway for me was just, you know, just a bit about like forgiving yourself and allowing yourself to just like move on from things that don't feel perfect. So as we make mistakes, people mistakes, which often feel, you know, the worst, right, when it comes to hiring or firing, or when it's business mistakes or kind of commercial mistakes, whatever they are, to just, you know, allow ourselves to move on from it. It's that moment in time, the type of company we are, the type of people we are, grow to the next stage and be ready for a whole different set of challenges. And that's never going to stop feeling like we're doing it wrong or feeling like it could go wrong. So just, you know, when you accept that that's going to be almost the entirety of the path to as we scale, it gives you a level of comfort of, okay, that's the mistake of the day that we, or the bad decision of the day. So ready for the one tomorrow.
Yep. Awesome. Jenny, what's your perspective? Did you see leadership capability changes in Nikita and Sydney during this program time?
Well, first I would say that they're incredible individuals before the program and incredible leaders before the program. So I'm not sure that like I did anything that changed that at all. But I would say that the comfort level, what we just all talked about around being confident that it's okay to be wrong and finding those places, like to acknowledge that, and that leading with vulnerability is a process. It's a process for all of us. And so watching them, you know, think through that, and they have a very trusting team, a very strong culture, a very strong dynamic as co-founders, which can also be tricky. We talked a little bit about that. But they are on a beautiful trajectory, a beautiful path. And again, it's humbling for me to get to see people so talented coming in and doing things. So it was just a great pleasure.
Great. Well, we're going to close out with sort of like a final question. And so Nikita and Sydney, if you wouldn't mind, for other women, CEOs, founders, senior executives like yourselves who are aspiring to build important, impactful companies, what advice would you give them on mentorship, on seeking mentors and sponsors?
I can go first.
Go ahead.
I think for me, it was, and actually, you know, Jenny prompted this too, it's kind of asking for something specific. So whether it's reaching out proactively to someone who could be a mentor or reaching out to one of your mentors and asking for advice, you know, asking for something very specific of their time, help with a certain question, a certain favor, an introduction to someone. I think that also kind of helps a lot of the, instead of, you know, a general coffee chat or a general you know, life advice. Those are great. Those are great sessions, but I've gotten absolutely the most value and often like the best discussions when, you know, I've had the confidence or the courage to ask for a specific type of favor, introduction, that type of thing.
Yeah, I really like that one. The one I would add, just as I've seen it during our sessions and then beyond that, I turn to many different people for different forms of mentorship. And that's only become more clear over time as certain things have appeared. And I keep going back to certain people for certain types of advice, because they just, for some whatever reason, whether it was the role of the company that they had, the circumstances that their business ran into, they're the right sounding board. And so being open to not having an idea necessarily who all those specific mentors are going to be, but leaving it organic over time and letting that relationship play out for who ends up being the multiple different mentors that you go to for different things that you will need support, help on as you build the business.
Yeah,
that is such profound in terms of those comments. There are so many people. I mean, how often have you said or heard, how can I be helpful? I want to help you. And it's so open-ended, it's actually not actionable. So that is just so wonderful. I really love how you both framed it. Jenny, as we close out, your last little like closing comments on your first graduates of Homeward Grown.
Well, again, couldn't have been more impressed or proud of them before Homeward Grown. And so just a pleasure to get to meet them and cheer them on for what I know is going to absolutely be a successful business. And I think Nikita and Sydney both represent the tenacity it takes to find people to help you answer your questions and the vulnerability to go ask them. And when you're asked a specific question, you feel great by being a thought partner in that process, understanding that it is you're providing a perspective to allow them to facilitate, advance their own thinking. And so this idea around matching, and this is one of the things that I most love about this program, which is like, come in, ask really hard questions. Oh, I got fireworks going off. Come in, ask questions that you need help with. Like, that is the entire point. So like, cut to the chase, ask the questions. The mentee or sponsor may be helpful. They may not be helpful. That's all okay. But continue to advocate on your behalf and the behalf of your company to get to what you need. That is the ultimate goal. And when that happens, things work really well.
Well, and fireworks happen, and that is pretty awesome. Yeah. And it's amazing. Listen, this has been just a fantastic, inspiring women conversation, Nikita and Sydney. So congratulations to both of you for what you've already done and what you're building with your company, Fortuna Health. Jenny, thank you for being on Inspiring Women and forming this program, Homeward Grown. I think it's really impactful, and I'm looking forward to continuing to talk to exciting, incredible women like both of these young women here. Thank you both very much. Excellent.
Thank you, Lori.
Thank you so much.
This has been an episode of Inspiring Women with Lori McGraw. Please subscribe, rate, and review. We are produced by Kate Cruz at Executive Podcast Solutions. More episodes can be found on inspiringwomen.show. I am Lori McGraw, and thank you for listening.